Track 6. And now we're back to news stories. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Towns across Deanbridge are gearing up for this weekend's Remembrance Day events. In Dawlish, volunteers have begun decorating the poppy wall with handmade poppies on the railings at the Lawn Bowling Club. Organised by Dawlish Town Council, last year more than 1,000 poppies were added to the wall. On Armistice Day, Saturday, November the 11th, Dawlish Town Council and Dawlish branch of the Royal British Legion will hold the two-minute silence at 11 a.m. at the Poppy Wall. On Remembrance Sunday, the Town Council is organising the parade and wreath-laying ceremony, followed by a church service at St Gregory's. The parade will assemble at Central Hall in Park Road at 2:30 p.m. before moving on to the War Memorial at 2:40, where there will be a wreath-laying ceremony in the Memorial Garden. In Newton Abbot, the War Memorial has been decorated with 800 hand-knitted poppies by volunteers from the Town Council, Museum and Royal British Legion. On Remembrance Sunday, the service will be on November the 12th. The parade through town and service are due to take place 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. In Tynmouth on Armistice Day, November the 11th, 10:45 a.m, a two-minute silence in the triangle with the Mayor, Town Councillors and representatives of the services. On Remembrance Sunday, Red Rock Capella will be performing from 10 a.m. to 10:20. And the standard bearers and marching detachments will assemble at the War Memorial at 10:25 with wreath laying at 10:30 a.m. The Upper Den carriageway will be closed from 3 p.m. on November the 10th to 12:30 p.m. on November the 12th. In Kingstainton on Sunday, the parade will assemble outside the Royal British Legion Club in Longford Lane before moving into St Michael's Church for the service. In Ashburton, there is a minute silence outside the Town Hall at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and on Sunday, the Remembrance Day Parade sets off from the War Memorial at 9:45 a.m, followed by a service at St Andrew's Church.
New studio will hit the right note. A groundbreaking new music studio has opened in Dawlish. Gaz Music Solutions is the brainchild of former teacher and musician Gaz Chatterton, who has fulfilled a 20-year ambition to open his own teaching, recording and production studios. Officially opened by the Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Rosie Dawson, the new facilities at Dawlish Business Park offer studio space for writing, recording, production, live music and music tuition. Gaz explained, "This is something that I never thought would be possible, opening my own teaching, recording and production studios in Dawlish. I left mainstream teaching after almost 20 years in the field back in November 2019 to set up as an independent music teacher. And almost 4 years later, I have a music studio in Devon. There are so many people to thank. You know who you are, what you have done to support my ambition to create something new and unique, and how very deeply I appreciate the practical, creative, and emotional support you have given me." He said the studio is already being used daily, and the aim is to provide a facility for mentoring and composing too. Gaz added, "It isn't just a personal success for me, as those I work with now have a place to grow musically and engage in projects and collaborations, and also to call this their musical home. The GMS studio is growing, and I'm very excited for where this music journey will take us all."
Now we have the first of this week's court reports. A rugby fan has been ordered to pay compensation to a neighbour whom he attacked with a broom handle after blaming her incorrectly for a power cut that interrupted a TV game. Isaac Goldbourne was staying with his girlfriend in a caravan on the edge of Newton Abbot when the power failed as he was watching highlights of the Exeter Chiefs Premiership semi-final in 2021. He had drunk half a bottle of rum and was slurring his speech and unsteady on his feet when he attacked the woman who was living in the only other caravan on the site at Middle Park Yard, Teengrace. She had also left her static home to investigate the power cut and encountered him near a gazebo, where he hit her across the head with a wooden pole, which she thought was a rounder's bat, but he said was a broom handle. She suffered an injury to her elbow as she fended off his next blow with her arm and was still suffering pain from the blow a year later when she wrote a victim impact statement. Goldbourne went on to hit her at least three more times around the thighs or lower body, leaving distinctive bruises. She managed to escape and call the police. Pub chef Goldbourne, aged 25, who now lives and works away from Newton Abbot, admitted assault causing actual bodily harm and was ordered to do 21 hours unpaid community work, pay £500 compensation and attend 12 sessions of rehabilitation activities by recorder Mr David Chidi at Exeter Crown Court. Miss Mary McCarthy, defending, said Goldbourne has no previous convictions and is now working away from the area as a chef. He entered his guilty plea on the basis that the weapon was not a baseball bat and that he hadn't hit the victim when she was helpless on the ground.
Last chance to have say on local plan. A final chance to comment on improvements to the local plan for Teignbridge has just been launched. The latest version follows feedback from more than 1,000 people in a consultation held earlier this year. Changes made following the consultation and consideration by councillors have been incorporated into a local plan addendum. Residents will have until the 22nd of December to comment on this before the final plan and all comments received are sent to the Planning Inspectorate. The addendum consultation will be the sixth time since 2017 that local people will have had the opportunity to shape the plan. The addendum contains changes made to the local plan in the light of feedback from this year's consultation, such as the removal of proposed housing sites at Newfoundland Way car park in Newton Abbot and the Mully Literary Way in Bobby Tracy. It also includes new design code for the west of Newton Abbot and updated information that strengthens the local plan, such as new sustainability appraisals, environmental heritage and habitat assessments, as well as detailed modelling of the impact that the planned proposals will have on the local and strategic road networks.
All are invited to Transport Association's AGM. A community transport association serving communities across Teignbridge is to host its annual general meeting. Newton Abbot Community Transport Association, NACTA, is inviting people, especially those with an interest in transport issues, to its AGM on Thursday, November 23rd. The meeting will take place at Newton Place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. A light buffet will be provided, so anyone wanting to attend is asked to respond by Monday, November 13th. NACTA can be contacted via email on admin@newtonabbotcta.org or via the telephone on 01626 335 775. Newton Abbot Community Transport Association provides a range of transport options for people wanting to get out and about in Newton Abbot and surrounding areas. It is supported by friendly staff and volunteers.